Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, chills. NBA on NBC tonight. I just put in a bet. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. I just put in a money line parlay. Panthers to win, Kennesaw State to win, and the Thunder to win. Three-leg parlay for tonight. You're going to have to turn on your mic, or you're going to have to learn to turn on his mic.
I
turn on my own mic, yes.
Turn on yours, Solana.
Every time.
Well, guess I got to get with the program.
But also, you could notice pretty easily at the beginning of every segment if your mic's not on.
Yeah, but also, how many daggers do I have to send over to Jimmy?
He doesn't notice them, though. He doesn't notice them, though. It's funny. Everything is annoying me today. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. The NBA on NBC, you just heard the theme there from John Tesh. So that's at 6:30 tonight. I just watched a promo on Twitter with Michael Jordan sitting down to do his segment. But they were asking current players, Victor Wembanyama and SGA. And they're asking them, what is your memory of the NBA on NBC? But nobody has one because it's from the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
So they're laughing. They're like, I don't have one. But you hear that the Chicago Bulls music playing in the background. Yeah. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. You don't have any memories of the NBA on NBC, I'm guessing.
Just that song, and there was a video game called NBA Jams that had the NBA on NBC rights. And that's how I know NBA on NBC, but I don't have vivid memories of waking up or turning on the TV to watch.
Yeah,
NBA
on NBC. I mean, it was great. Yeah. Ahmad Rashad always interviewing MJ before a game. So tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, the Tap Room, Florida Panthers watch party. The official Panthers watch party is tonight at Funky Buddha. So if you want to watch the return of Brad Marchand to Boston, you go watch tonight at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. They'll have special guests, prizes. I mean, it is a party because it is the official Panthers watch party. So there's a place to watch tonight, Funky Buddha. So much is going on there. Thursday the 30th, we're going to watch Thursday night football there. Dolphins, Ravens. Possible that there will be two wins combined when both those teams face off on the 30th. Possible not.
Yes.
But possible that there is. But we are going to watch Thursday night football at Funky Buddha, and we want everyone to come out and watch with us. So make that part of your calendar planning for Thursday night football on the 30th. Me and Crowder, Jimmy, Josh Appel, and others, maybe even the Ticket Wizard, will stop on by. November 7th is Funky Buddha's next beer pairing dinner. Roasted butternut squash soup. Grilled hanger steak with horseradish potato croquette.
Oh.
House-made smoked duck pastrami.
Mm.
Those are just some of the mouth-watering dishes on the five-course beer pairing menu hosted by Chef Jeff at Funky Buddha. That starts at 7 p.m. November 7th. You need to get tickets in advance. You can get the tickets at funkybuddha.com. One other thing. You want to watch the Dolphins-Falcons game Sunday, you can watch it at Funky Buddha. They do specials for all the Dolphins games. They have all the beers on tap, the $4 pregame Pilsner pours, food specials. But they have Eat Your Enemy, where Chef Jeff brings up popular dish from the opponent city. They're playing Atlanta.
Yep.
Chicken and waffles.
Mm-hmm. Gladys Knight.
There you go. I don't know. I mean, we kind of litigated that yesterday. Let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
You guys excited about the NBA?
I actually am. I wish it wasn't happening on the night that the Panthers were playing the Bruins,
yeah,
because that's going to take my focus. But I am excited for the NBA.
The first three games, and then we wait till after Christmas. Let's be honest.
Pretty much.
It's weird because Oklahoma City won the title last year. They had the MVP. They had the finals MVP. They had one of the greatest regular season runs ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like nobody really cares about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
I'm more interested in seeing Houston than OKC, if that's what you're asking me.
It is. There is a changing of the guard right now in the NBA.
Yes.
So we got to get used to these new all-stars.
Yep.
The changing of the guard is that the best players in the league are no longer American. That's the changing of the guard. Every MVP over the past 5 years has been from outside of the United States. SGA from Canada, Joker from Europe. That's the changing of the guard.
SGA's a brother. Canadian, but he's a brother.
Canadian brother.
Okay, I'm not saying he's not black. I'm telling you he's not from the U.S.
Right.
When you say foreign, I think of Yugoslavia.
But when I think of changing of the guard, I don't know that ever popped into my head, that they're non-American superstars.
It's Steph's old, KD's old, LeBron's old. Well, that's what I was talking about. New wave.
But that's what I mean. I mean, you're seeing a much bigger influence of superstars who aren't from the U.S.
Right.
anymore.
No. I'm not scared of foreigners the way you are. It doesn't bother me.
I'm not telling you.
Because he gets sick every time he goes overseas.
We're constantly talking about the face of the league. Who's the next face of the league?
I know you want them out. I know you want them out. Okay. Build the wall. But it doesn't, doesn't affect me.
Okay, that's your NBA season preview, ladies and gentlemen.
Foreigners. What?
You got to get used to all these foreigners taking our superstar roles. What? I thought I wandered into the Radio Libre studios for a second.
That was a weird take, Solano.
It's not a weird take at all. I mean, I don't think there's a changing of the guard. You still see
the guys we're used to are getting old.
No, I know what he's saying. You and I are just saying the names, but he's saying there is an actual changing of the guard, which is the European players are much more prevalent in superstar roles,
correct,
than we've ever seen before. I get it. I hadn't thought of that, but I know that's been talked about before.
Well, yeah, I'm bringing it up to you right now.
No, I understand. It just they don't scare me the way they do.
Wimby? Yeah, but Luka? It is a lot. Yeah, foreigners are taking
a lot.
Over. Yeah.
Right. We got to tariff them. No, but look at the Heat's draft picks. When I was reading you that Heat recap, right? It was Nikola Jovic, Kasparis Jakučionis. Where's he from?
Kasparis Jakučionis, Slovenia or Lithuania?
One of those.
Lithuania.
Who else is it?
The Heat's.
Because Joker?
No.
Oh, you're talking about just
Jokic.
Yeah, I'm just saying, the Heat. Oh, no. I don't know how I got in this conversation, but he's correct. But again, it doesn't, I understand he wants them out.
And where's Triple J from?
Well, he's
California.
Mexican-American.
He's Mexican-American.
Mexican-American. This has been a very weird start to the 5 o'clock.
Bam's Ghanaian.
He's what?
From Ghana.
Bam?
Hmm? I don't know.
Yeah, he's not. What are you talking about?
No, I don't think that's...
And that would be Ghanaian.
Norman Powell is...
He's Canadian.
Egyptian.
Bam's family is from Nigeria, not from Ghana.
I told you. I knew it was somewhere. Yeah.
But he was born in
out of
Bayou. Born in
I went with Adebayo is not an American name.
I thought it was out the Bayou. I heard Kendrick Perkins.
Louisiana.
All right. Let me try something else. How about the Florida Panthers? What do you guys think about the Florida Panthers?
A lot of foreigners on that team. I'm going to tell you right now that Dmitry Kulikov. I wanna check everyone's papers. Jimmy, call the Dolphins. See where Darren Waller's from.
The Sergei Bobrovsky isn't from Tennessee.
I'm on it. He's good.
He's good.
Baseball, we've got the Blue Jays, so scratch that out. And FIU, Kennesaw State tonight, fellas. FIU, Kennesaw State.
All right, yeah, all right.
America.
Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started on MLS playoffs because look out.
I'm being told that every member of the Panthers is showing up to the game in American Eagle jeans, which is in honor of Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, funny.
I'm for that.
All right, so World Series start on Friday.
All right.
Inter-Miami plays game one, first round of the MLS playoffs. They have home field advantage, best of three against Nashville. They're 2-0 against Nashville. That's Friday. You got the Heat tomorrow. They're playing against the Orlando Magic. I just saw a tweet from, I don't know if it was Anthony Chang or Barry Jackson, but it looks like Kalel Ware is questionable for this game. Looks like he rolled his ankle or sprained his ankle today at Heat practice. So Kalel Ware is questionable for tomorrow's opener, and Tyler is out. We know that. Kasparis Jakučionis from Lithuania, he's out for tomorrow's game as well.
I know who Solana was rooting for in the Ryder Cup. Holy mackerel. Ready to... Heads were going to roll.
NBA tonight, OKC versus Houston. OKC is going to lift up their first ever banner with Kevin Durant in attendance.
That's hard.
To witness that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're going to show him 100 times.
100 times. By the way, this is funny to me. I happen to see this on Front Office Sports because we went through something like this. After falling to 1-5, the Baltimore Ravens have removed the players' ping pong table, video game consoles, basketball hoop, and cornhole boards from the locker room.
Said it when the Dolphins did it. I'll say it again. This is the goofiest thing a NFL team can do.
All right. Anything else, Solana?
You think Derrick Henry fumbles because he's playing too much ping pong?
Well,
it's crazy.
They're not winning for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah. Game consoles.
Possible.
Or Lamar Jackson's been out for the past 4 games.
They stunk with him, too, though.
We're talking football.
All right, your weather right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-70s. It's sponsored by Chill Zone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again.
Yeah, you love that.
Visit chillzoneac.com.
That's a company.
This is interesting. I just saw a press release. Audacy, and that's our parent company, and Cumulus Media have announced the merger of Infinity Sports Network and BetMGM Network into a singular network beginning Monday, December 29th. The announcement comes along with an extension to the partnership between Audacy and Cumulus Media's Westwood One. According to the release, the new network on December 29th will be called Westwood One Sports. That's interesting to me. So does that mean Zach Gelb joins us from Westwood One Sports?
Are they changing the name?
Well, I literally just read it to you.
I'm so lost.
No, I mean, I heard that Infinity Sports and BetMGM Sports are going to merge together. I didn't hear that they're changing the name to...
He said they're changing the
name. But I literally just read that. How'd you not hear that? That was the second sentence.
I kind of tuned you guys out after.
All right, Josh Appel. Josh Appel is going to join us. Josh Appel is going to join us. Talk Dolphins in the next segment. Well,
what's the name of the company?
And to the name of the company is GoToHell.com, and that's who you work for from now on.
Huh. Catchy. Make the year 2025.
You want to know if they're American company? Is that what you want to know, Solana? Oh,
need a tariff.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry, you're not. But I know McDonald's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery, where tonight you can watch the Panthers game, Panthers and Bruins. The official Panthers watch party tonight is at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. So if you want to watch the game with tons of other Panthers fans, with special guests, usually, I'm not promising, but usually, Scripps Sports or, you know, whoever's doing the broadcast. Oh, it's not on Scripps tonight, is it?
It's on ESPN tonight.
Because usually they'll send the TV crew out there and they'll do a live cut-in from Funky Buddha, but I guess ESPN's probably not going to do that. But there'll still be Panthers special guests and prizes, all that good stuff. So tonight, Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, watch the Brad Marchand return to Boston. If you can't watch it, you can listen to it right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. Tonight on the radio station, Hurricane Hotline, Panthers Hockey, the time of your life. We got to give away one more pair of heat tickets. We haven't done that in the 5 o'clock hour yet, so let's do that now. What caller number do you want to take? One final pair of heat tickets. Heat and Knicks, Sunday, Kaseya Center, the home opener. Heat open tomorrow night in Orlando on the road. Then they've got Memphis on the road. Is that what you said on Friday?
Yes, sir. They got Memphis Friday and then the Knicks Sunday.
All right. So if you want to win a pair of tickets for the Heat home opener, caller number
7.
Caller 7. Lucky number 7. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Our friend John Ruth and the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum announced today the class of 2026. Here's who's going in to the UM Sports Hall of Fame. I'll give you the names that we won't recognize first, and then I'll give you the names we will. Sam Dorman, diver. Wendy Foote, basketball player. Brian Garcia, baseball player, you may know. Savannah Leaf, volleyball player. Shakima Wimbley, track star. Fallon Tullis Joyce, soccer player. Here's who else is going in to the UM Sports Hall of Fame in 2026. Duke Johnson.
Yeah, Duke.
Mike Rumpf.
Mike Rumpf.
Dwayne Starks. Do you know Dwayne Starks?
No, I don't.
Big fella. And Mark Richt.
I thought you were going to say Mark Hockman.
I also, when I first opened it, saw M-A-R, and I thought Hockman, and it was actually M-A-R-K. But Mark Richt will be inducted as well.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. As is John Ruth at the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum. So how about that? Again, coming up tonight on the show, is it Hurricane Hotline after us and then Panthers hockey? Is that the...
Yes.
Yeah, Hurricane Hotline Hurricane and then Panthers Hotline. Hockey. So perfect. Right. Very excited. All right, before we get out of here tonight, let me tell you about Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Cheetah Pompano, great spot to watch a game or a fight. You got HD TVs throughout the club, VIP areas, four stages of entertainment, the most beautiful ladies in South Florida. I rave about the complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day at Cheetah Pompano. I was there last Friday. I had the complimentary lunch. It's as good as I talk about, and it's phenomenal that it's free. It really is remarkable because, again, you order off a menu, and there's so many different menu items. They have daily specials as well. So Cheetah Pompano, you're looking for a spot for lunch. Cheetah Pompano. And what's better than football, girls, and beer? Every Sunday and Monday night, enjoy hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Watch all the games live while you enjoy the coldest beer in town. Cheetah Pompano Beach and Cheetah Palm Beach are having their Ghouls Just Want to Have Fun party Wednesday, October 29th. There will be a $250 cash prize for the costume contest, gold VIP card giveaways, a spooktacular free lunch, 11:30 till 3, and free admission if you wear a costume that day, Wednesday, October 29th. Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. I can attest to it as I was just there on Friday. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at cheetahsofl.com. That's going to do it for us on this Tuesday night. Go Panthers! Come on, Cats! And everybody enjoy opening night of the NBA on NBC. Everybody have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.